Reishis avodas ha'odom levare la'atzma mahu hatachli shalachayov. The first thing before a guy starts in avodas Hashem, first thing he has to know is what is his tachlis, what purpose is he on this world. Now, one thing about this sefer is he bechlal doesn't talk about olam haba and gehenna. Bechlal doesn't mention it, that if you do this you're going to burn, if you don't do this you're going to get olam haba. Doesn't bechlal talk about anything along those lines. Another thing he doesn't talk about, he mentions it, agavruch, he throws it in, but his main tachlis in the sefer is connection with God. Nothing to do with what you're doing, how you're doing it, and it doesn't make a difference whether you're sitting and learning or you're in business, being connected to God. And it helps anybody in any situation you're in. It gives a certain connection. It helps you to understand a connection, even if you think. See, he takes out of this mentality. We all walk around with a mentality which is, to a certain extent, a teitzor of our chinuch. But you know, if you're involved in learning, you're connected. If you're a balabos, you're not connected. And the truth is that you can be sitting and learning 12 hours a day and not be connected, and you can be working from 9 to 5 and you come home and you daven 3 times a day and you put away a seder for an hour or two and be more connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam than the guy sitting and learning all day. That doesn't mean he's not going to get more schar for his learning, because Talmud Torah Kedeged Kulam. But now we're talking about a kesha between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he starts off like this. Reishis, first thing is you've got to explain yourself, bechlal, what you're doing here. He starts off like this. Kol Yehudi, Yudei Dover Poshid. We're not here to talk about, to prove that there's a God. Sheyesh Berlo Olam Sheboros Olam. We're not here to prove that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, who Bara Oisa, he created us, Umachayas Kol Olam Kula, and he keeps, and he's Machaya, he sustains the whole world, and including is himself. That, we're past that stage, right? We're not a bunch of people that have to be taught that we take on pashtus, that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. For the shayla is over here, Abayda Olam Oymer L'chol Adam Mahu Mavakish Mimenu. The Ribbono Shel Olam Be'etzem is sending a message to every one of us, what he wants from us. Each one of us has a separate tachlis in this world to accomplish. And the truth is, Ribbono Shel Olam tells us what to do. The shayla is, do we hear it or not? Ela Shesherish Habaya, the problem, the root of the problem is, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from him. What the Ribbono Shel Olam be'etzem wants and asks from him to do in his life. Everybody knows, yeah, we've got to keep Torah and mitzvahs. But the Maisa, every Jew has to keep Torah and mitzvahs. But every Jew has a personal tachlis why he was created and why he came down in this world. That is our problem. We don't know what we're doing here. Yeah, Vada, we've got to keep mitzvahs. So we're like everybody else. No. The Ribbono Shel Olam has for each one of us a special tafkid to do in this world. Special service to do in this world. And if you're going to ask a question, are we talking about a person that doesn't know that Torah is min hashamayim? And we already got the Torah, where the Torah tells us that the tachlis of a person is to keep tayyad mitzvahs, to keep the 613 mitzvahs, and to keep everything else. What's the shayla here? Aval be'emes, the shayla is like this. The shayla is, ha'emes ha'olam nikra olam miloshen helam. This is a meridik of vort. Olam, the world, in loshen ha'kedesh, olam is a loshen, the shayrish, the root of the word is helam. Helam means hidden. Olam hazeh. You're living in a world that's hidden. We're brought down on this world where be'etzem, our tachlis, a lot of things are hidden from us. We don't even know what we're supposed to do. And we're supposed to reveal them. Kan bo'olam, in this world, habilbul gadol mo'ed. There's a very lot of different mixed messages that we get. Kikach retzeinu yizborach shemay. Because that be'etzem is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us. He put us in a world where it's called Olam. Olam is miloshen from a loshen of helam. Helam means hidden. That means the message is not clear. We don't really know what we're here for. And there's a lot of bilbul. We're pulled from different sides. We're pulled from different sides. And we're not even talking about Yetzer Hara. We're talking about Yetzer Tov. We don't even know what we're supposed to do. I should daven good, I should learn good. What am I supposed to do? Learn a bit more, learn a bit less. Am I supposed to go bein azman and make money to help me learn during zman? What am I doing here? There's a million different questions that pulls me from different things. Kikach rotzeinis ba, shekol zman she'odom, a person, lo mishtoikik, doesn't really want, va'omel, and he doesn't really work on it, levaret, to explain to himself, to make it clear, ma Hashem she'ol mi'imcho, what the Rebbein Shalom wants from you to do, lo yedeazos, he'll never know it. You can go through 70, 80 years of your life, and you can, at the end of your life, turn around and say, what did the Rebbein Shalom really want from me? What was my tachlis? What did I do? I went through 70 years, yeah, I got up for shachris, I went to work, I came home, I gave my stocker, I learned 45 minutes with my Oscar Gomorrah. Okay, I did that for the last 50, 60 years. I've got children, grandchildren, some people better, some worse. Okay, what am I going upstairs with? What did I do different? What change did I make from the day I was born till the day I'm dying? Am I going with something? Do I have something special to offer that I came upstairs? And I was brought down on this wall for a certain tachlis. Did I fulfill it, or I went together like the rest of the flock that go with the flow, right? And the truth is, this flow that we talk about, that we're going with the flow, is be'etzem one of the biggest churbonis in Klal Yisrael. Avada, the chinuch that we have, is we have to go to a yeshiva, and we have to go to school, we have to go to cheder, and we go with the hamoinam, we go with the people. But the truth is, Yiddishkeit is an individuality. Yiddishkeit, the yisoid of Yiddishkeit is individuality. Each one of us is special. Each one of us has a special tachlis, and each one has a neshama, which be'etzem has a special tafkid. We go with the flow, is be'etzem to help us, but mitzad sheni, it's one of the biggest chorbanos that kills us. And that's why we get pulled from different sides. Yen is doing this. Doesn't look right. It does look right. You know, I have to go with the style. Everybody's going to that kind of yeshiva. Yiddishkeit doesn't hold with that. Be'etzem. We have to have that kind of chinuch in order for that we shouldn't be pulled to the other side. But if you think about it seriously, a serious person, if you think about every gadol that made it, most gadolim were individuals from day one. Most gadolim, the biggest gadolim, came out none of them. Most of them, Kim, I didn't learn any yeshivas. I don't know if you're allowed to say that here. But if you think about it, they didn't learn any yeshiva, or they had a certain individuality to themselves from day one. And they stuck out in yeshivas as well. And they had their own Seder HaLimud. Why? Because they understood what they were for, and they turned around and faced on the vote. If I know what the Rebbein Shalom wants from me, the only reason why we need yeshivas is because the Yetzirah out there is so strong that we need to be part of the Tzibur. And the Rambam Paskins, in order to keep from, you've got to be part of a Derech B'Yosef Shalom. The mitzvah of a person is that he gets schlepped with the tzibur that he's... Right. So therefore, you've got to be involved in a community. You've got to be part of a community. You've got to be part of a what's it called? But be'etzem, if you're talking about each person to his tachlis, individuality. Lo yeda, he'll never know. V'chayov yiu b'mahalach shel irvu v'helem. His whole life, he's going to go through. Irvuv means mixed up. He's always going to be pulled from different sides what he's supposed to do. You know, sometimes you speak to a guy who's 60 years old and you hear some of his questions. And I once spoke to somebody who's 60 years old and I said, you know, you remind me of some of the Bochum at 17 in Levaria. It's the same question, nothing happened. He happens to be 40 years older. He just moved on with life. He became more mature, he got a few more white hairs, has a few children, a few less averas, his yetzaharas have gone down a bit. But he's still there. Nothing changed. He's still the same bilbul that he had. And you'd be surprised. Most people go through life that way. They're still stuck with the same questions and the same what's pulling them when they were 17, 18 years old. What's it all about? And what we're here for? And the same questions 40 years later. Nothing changed. V'chayav malach shel hirvu v'helem and hiddenness. V'loy iloy derech brura. And there's no clear-cut way. Ketzed ovdim mishabo yisbach. How do you serve the Rebbein Shleiman? Klima, he's saying like this. I'm not knocking what people do. Vavadai, a person knows shetzoch l'kayim tarig mitzvahs. He knows he's got to keep tarig mitzvahs and he's got to learn Torah. Ulam, and this is the key of what he says. I'll give it to you in a marshal first. what he's going to say soon is, he says one grace in the Kuddi. He says, when we do mitzvahs, we do, the Moshe comes Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar. Comes Yom Kippur, we fast. Comes Sukkos, we shake the lulav. Comes Hanukkah, we light candles. Is anything connected? Does it do anything to us? Does it mean anything? Is there one big picture? Yeah, comes Pesach, it's a pain in the neck, so we have to go to a hotel. The whole reason why there's such a style of going to hotels is because it doesn't mean anything to us. It's an outside avoider that we have to do. Like, you know, there are Christians that go to church and they have to give 50 cents every week into the box, because that's how you mechapel on your avoiders, right? We serve the Ribbono Shel Olam like a bunch of Christians. There's no big picture, we don't know what it's about. Kloimer, bevadai she'odom yodei she'tok l'kaim ha'mitzvus. Ulam avoidus Hashem, he'ene rakim shel mitzvus nifrozis. Serving the Ribbono Shel Olam is not just every so often a mitzvah, right? Scattered mitzvahs. Kol pam mashim is damin le'odom. Any time that it, you know, now it's shachris, oh, I've got to put on film. Ela tariga mitzvah she'odom yikaimah b'tzura shel binyan. When you keep mitzvahs, there's got to be some sort of binyan. There's got to be some sort of building. Shamitzvahs yivnu is a odom karoi. The mitzvahs are here. We're not supposed to keep them because we're supposed to keep them because this is a pu'ula. This is an action that we're supposed to do at this part of the year. The mitzvahs, Rav Gifter once said a Mori Dikavot when he made the siyum on Shas, on our Baba Kama. So he got up by the siyum and he said, you bochum finish Baba Kama. The shayla is, what did Baba Kama finish do to you? To finish it, to do the mitzvah, is gewaldik. You did a pu'ula, you did an action with your body. What did it do to you? That's the shayla. He says, the whole tariq mitzvahs avada, you've got to keep them. But the shayla is, it's got to be done in a way where the mitzvahs are going to build the person. V'chein tzorach derech brura. Therefore, you've got to have a mahalach. Ketzed kiyum ha-mitzvahs nasa b'tzura shel binyan. How do you keep the mitzvahs in a tzura, in a form that it builds you up? There's got to be a ratios of the binyan, right? When you put up a building, there's the beginning, there's a hemshech, there's a continuation, there's a tachlis. What's the tachlis? Ala odom levara ketzad kiyam ha-mitzvahs boines nafshe. How about me putting on tefillin in the morning without doing just a poshut physical act? How does it build me? What does it do to me? How do I walk away from the mitzvah of shaking lulav? What did it do to me? The ketzad ha-mahalach shel kiyam ha-dvarim. What's the ratios? What's the beginning? What's the hemshech? And what's the tachlis? Hatariyag mitzvahs nosnu la'odom. Ulam. We've got to do all 600. Ula ala odom levareloi. Eza mitzvah yesh lahaschil bo. Which mitzvah you should start with? Right? A guy wants to change. Right? And everybody has this all the way through life. I want to change. Right? We want change. Right? So some people by we want change, they'll pick up and they'll take a shvat to president. But we want change. We want something that will make a difference. So there's a million different mitzvahs that you can start with. So you have this new idea that's called Lashon Hara campaign, right? So everybody's meshugan on Hilchos Lashon Hara, and everybody talks about Lashon Hara, and everybody says you've got to take half an hour, and it's a skula. Or we have a different mitzvah. I'll start saying Nishmas every night. I'll start saying Pirkei Shira. Or I'm going to be makbid on this mitzvah. Or I'm a makbid on that mitzvah. What mitzvah is going to make a difference to your life that you start steiging in the binyan? That means, when you put up a building, right, if I start from the first floor and put up bricks, the building by the third floor is going to fall down. The deeper I dig, the stronger the building is. Right? Now, you can't take on a building and say, I'm going to be makpid on this building, that the doors should be beautiful. And that's going to make a difference to the building. Yeah, so you'll have a horrible building with nice doors. Or I'm going to make sure that the fancy windows, that will make the difference. The truth is, that's the way we come upstairs. We come upstairs, but the whole building that we built for 70 years is like very, very shaky. But there's a few nice windows in the building. You know, there's a few mitzvahs that we taka kept. Or there's a few doors in the building that look very nice. But if you look at it, you take a look at the whole picture of the building, the building's not worth about it. We've got to make a seder. He starts off like this. What? If I want to start becoming an Oved Hashem, what mitzvah or what avodah do I have to start with? Do I take on the moshel? I wake up in the morning. I'm going to start saying Moida Ani. Or I'm going to start being Makron and Atilas Yadayim. I'm going to wash negavasa. That's going to make the difference. That's how I'm going to start steiging. He said, it doesn't work that way. That means I'm going to have a nice window. I'll have a nice door. But how do I make that my building, the foundations that I'm going to work on, will make that my building, and the mitzvahs that I do later on will have an effect on the whole building? She says, like, Sochel Asot Seder V'Dorim. E Yedias HaSeder HaBoro, without knowing a certain Seder HaDvorim, there's a certain way of how to do it, Hu Helam, that's called Olam, that's called hidden. U'Kishyesh Helam, when it's hidden, when you don't understand, you're not clear, Kosher LaHasig Es Tachlis HaMitzvah, it's very hard to have what the real Tachlis, how do you say Tachlis in English?
Purpose
of the mitzvahs is. Now, I'm going to miss out a shtickle over here. And just in order to he starts now explaining what it can't be, right? But I want to start at the end, and I just want to throw it in before, in order that you should understand where he's coming from. He goes through different ideas of what Be'etzem is your tachlis. He goes through different ideas, what your tachlis is, and it can't be this, and it can't be just one mitzvah, and it can't be, there's got to be a mahalach over here, that anything, that with this mahalach, it'll take me through the day, it'll take me through the week, it'll build me up with different mitzvahs. And he goes through what message could the Ribbono Shel Olam be giving me? If I want to hear the message, how am I going to hear the message? What my tachlis is? So if you turn to Zion, I just want to go through it quick that you should get an idea of what the whole Sefer is built on. It sounds very poshut, but it's not. It sounds very poshut, and it sounds like, you know, oh, look, this is in front of me. But it's something that, it's a 24/7 day week, avoida, and Be'etzem, everything else is just... This is the sheirush, this is the root, this is the foundation that I'm building my building, and everything that comes out of